Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, October 22nd. Well, after opening steady to a bit lower, a little follow-through from yesterday's weak performance in the grains, markets got a boost overnight and finished green across the board. So there was a report out that the Chinese government was going to give some tariff-free quotas for purchases of soybeans up to about 10 million metric tons. And we'll have to look at any confirmation there. And also, they did just buy 8 or 9 cargoes of Brazilian beans, so we'll see if they do follow through on these purchases. But market liked that news. We had November beans finished the night up 10.25 cents at 943.5. They put in a high at 945.25, taking out last week's 945 high. That's the highest we've been since June 18th, when we put in a summer high at 948. Crop progress there in the beans. Didn't have a whole lot of effect on the opening there. They expected planting progress to be about 37% completed. It came in at 46% done. That was versus 26% last week and 64% on average. So ahead of the guesses, but still behind last year. And good to excellent came in unchanged at 54% versus last week. Taking a look at corn, rising with that tide there. December finished up 3.75 cents at 391. That was after putting in lows at 385, going through the trend line and also the 20-day moving average, but market rebounded to come back. We had planting came in, or harvest rather, came in a little behind what was expected, 30% completed versus 22% last week. They were looking for 33% and a 47% average. And again, a lot of those delays up in the Northwest, Midwest, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. We've got corn 86% mature versus 73% last week and 97% on average. Good to excellent, up 1.56 versus 55 last week. And in the wheat, you had December up 4.75 cents at 528.25. Kansas City, December up 6.25, 431.75. Minneapolis spring wheat, December up 3.5 at 541.25. We got winter wheat, 77% planted versus 65% last week, 75% on average, with 53% emerged versus 41% last week on a 53% average. And spring wheat harvested 96% versus 94% last week and lagging behind the 100%, which was hit a while ago, expected, and 5-year average. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.